Going back to the early days in the 70s, did you actually have fun with Bill Gates? Because he strikes me as a serious guy.
I didn't actually meet Bill until 1984. Even though I'd taken many trips to Microsoft, I never met Bill. And, but Bill was 28 in 1984, so still quite a young guy. And I wasn't very old in 1984 either. So everybody was, we were all working so hard. So, when we get together for dinners and whatever, we all had a lot of fun. And people would share their stories and experiences, their dreams. That's how we got to know that some people had bigger dreams than others. Bill and I have become very good friends over the years. So we've done a lot of fun things together with even our respective families and co-friends and whatever. So, yeah. And, people can't, I don't think people can be that successful without finding joy in their lives. Otherwise, they just burn out.
So does he let his hair down? Because there's this media persona that we see, and he's very serious. And can you give us a glimpse of that fun side of Bill Gates?
Well, Bill has Bill has a big job today as the head of the foundation, with Melinda, and a big job when he was CEO of Microsoft, and still a big role in Microsoft. So he has to have a professional demeanor. The customers and relationships at Microsoft, the employees that come to work, both at the foundation and Microsoft, have to look up to somebody, and they don't want to look up to somebody goofy and jokey
Of
who
course.
doesn't lead in professionalism. So, the Bill is a really great guy, but I think that all of us, don't want to tell what we did at the last party or how we had fun together in a radio interview. So I'll save that.
Okay.
But I think that it's fair to say that Bill has some very close friends, and I'm fortunate enough to include myself among them, and we have a lot of fun together.
Well, it's a lovely way to end. I want to thank you so much, Anne, for taking part in Fresh Dialogues.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to Fresh Dialogues. This is Alison van Diggelen, with special thanks to Tom Kromkowski and Carol Pecora for technical support, and Kevin MacLeod, who wrote and produced our music.